Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
So these radical progressive socialists, they are not liberals. They are maniacs who are out of control, mentally ill, and will do nothing to stop until they take down Donald Trump. And that is what's so scary here.
Welcome back to the Financial Guys Media Network. Mike and Mihailu in studio today. Stefan, sad day in America today. We're going to get right to it. This is not a good day for us Americans. This is not a good day for political figures in America. This is not good for political people in America. Very scary day, and I hate to say it. We've gotten here. All the talk of it, we are now here, and the president was indicted last week and arraigned today.
I mean, think about Jeb Bush. There is no one in America that despises Donald Trump more than Jeb Bush. And when Jeb Bush is coming to the defense of Donald Trump and talking about how this is a kangaroo court and how it's absolutely a banana republic now that, you know, a Soros-backed district attorney is, you know, politicizing the criminal justice system to take out Donald Trump. When Jeb Bush is saying that, you know there's a problem in America. I mean, it's downright disgusting that a hyper-political district attorney is now using the criminal justice system to carry out political attacks. But we knew this was coming. You know, New York State Attorney General Tish James, before, you know, she became Attorney General, was saying, we're going to get Trump. This is what, you know, the DA Alvin Bragg ran on. So we shouldn't be surprised, but it is correct to be deeply disappointed in the American justice system.
Yeah, and, you know, again, I know there's been a lot of talk of this happening. There's been a lot of talk of how many charges bumping from misdemeanors to felonies, all of that, you know, taken into account. I think it's just this is not where we ever want to be as America. And again, what I don't want, Stefan, and I think it can happen, is we get to 2024, maybe Donald Trump wins or a conservative wins, and we start going down this you know, rampage of war path of just I'm gonna go take out all these people just like they did to me. I would hope Donald Trump, if he wins, doesn't do that. But this is the slippery slope that we're doing now, right? This is political persecution, and it's not good.
Here's a bigger picture that I think all Americans should think about. If they can go after a former president and charge this individual criminally over what many believe to be a campaign violation similar to what Hillary Clinton paid a fine for, if they can try and take down the president of the United States and try to put that person in jail, they're coming after you next. That's what every American should fear, is that if they could attack a former president and begin a process that could put him in jail, every American should be shaking in their boots, because this is not about Donald Trump and putting him in prison. It's about putting everyday Americans in jail for their political beliefs. That's where the slippery slope begins. I mean, it started, the fuse that was lit was this entirely slippery slope of saying, okay, we're going to weaponize the courts. We're going to weaponize the criminal justice system to take out a former president because we don't like him. What about everyday Americans? If they can do this to Donald Trump, they can go after every single American. And that is what's scary about this prosecution. This has nothing to do with the law. This has nothing to do with the criminal justice system. It has everything to do with the defendant being named Donald J. Trump. And you look at similar, you know, so-called issues or charges or things of that nature that came up before with Hillary Clinton. What did she do? Paid a fine over campaign finance violation. Barack Obama, same thing, paid a fine. You know, another big problem that we're not talking about process. The process is the feds declined to even prosecute this. And that's where the jurisdiction is. It's the federal government, the FEC, the Justice Department. They knew this case doesn't have a leg to stand on. And yet Alvin Bragg is saying, okay, I'm going to fulfill a campaign promise by weaponizing the judicial system, by going after Donald Trump. It's wrong. Every American should be scared of what's happening to Donald Trump because they can go after you too.
And to be fair, they haven't really shown us that they won't go after everyday Americans, right? I mean, you look at, again, not to defend what happened on January 6th, but you had some people strolling like it was a class field trip in that building, and they were jailed and in solitary confinement for many months, and some may still be in jail. I think this is a scary slope that we're going on, and there's no end in sight, because to be honest with you, Stefan, I don't think this is the first arraignment of Donald Trump that we're going to see. I think Georgia could do something again. God only knows where else, right? The January 6th thing could come back again. Who knows? This may not be the last one we see. And again, this cannot happen in our country because we hate a presidential candidate, or we hate a former president, or we hate a voter, a type of voter, right? And again, I'm actually shocked, and I want to know your opinion on this. I know today's about Donald Trump, but I'm going to turn it on the left for a second. Stefan, I don't hear many liberals or many liberal news outlets saying, yeah, this isn't right. I don't hear it much. They seem to be all on board with it.
Yeah, because they're taking out a sworn enemy in Donald J. Trump. That's why. And it goes to show you they have no core values whatsoever. Now, a typical liberal who I know a liberal as is someone who is a staunch defender of the First Amendment, someone who is a defender of, you know, constitutional rights of all Americans, regardless of their political persuasion. So these radical progressive socialists, they are not liberals. They are maniacs who are out of control, mentally ill, and will do nothing to stop until they take down Donald Trump. And that is what's so scary here, is that, you know, so-called liberals should be outraged over what's happening to Donald Trump right now. Because look, if a hyper-partisan Republican prosecutor who was elected by the people did the same to someone who's on the extreme left, we on the right have a duty and obligation to actually stand up for the Constitution and decry that. But that's never going to happen. If it did happen, it's never going to happen. Because number one, we follow the rule of law, we believe in the Constitution, and our core values are based in that 1787 document that was written by our founding fathers so many years ago. That is the moral compass and the moral foundation of the United States of America. So if this was happening to someone on the extreme left, a Barack Obama and a Hillary Clinton, we on the right would have a duty and obligation to blast it the same way we are doing, because it's happening to Donald J. Trump. But here's the difference between folks like us, Mike, and our friends on the left. They don't have a moral compass. They are not someone who follows the Constitution. Their compass is politics and Trump derangement syndrome and doing everything they can, Constitution be damned, to take out the former president. And that is so wrong on so many levels. And this is what should scare the hell out of every American. Because if a hyper-partisan prosecutor can criminalize and potentially jail a former president of the United States, they're coming after you. And they will, over your speech, over your beliefs. And no one is safe in the United States of America if the left gets away with what they're doing to Donald Trump.
And here's the thing I would say, too. Look, you know, there was the argument, you know, Trump said he wanted to lock Hillary up on the campaign trail. And look, I think there's a difference, too. We have to look at the crime, I'm putting that in air quotes, that people have committed, right? You look at Hillary Clinton, Stefan, you know more about this stuff than I would. But wiping servers of 33,000 emails, I believe it was, again, I don't know if that equals jail time or what that equals, but that should be investigated, right? This investigating what Trump did with this money, potentially, I have no problem investigating something. I think we always should do that, right? If we think there's a crime there, just like if somebody thought somebody committed murder or rape, they investigate them, right? I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is taking a crime, like they're saying with Donald Trump, that we've already talked about 5, 6, 7 years ago, getting rid of it back then, coming back now, and what they're saying should be a misdemeanor charge, and he's getting charged with 34 felonies. It's just outrageous, right? Like, again, I'm all for working the law and making sure everything's good, but this is just banana land.
I mean, there's two words to respond to that. Hunter Biden. Very simple.
Right.
Hunter Biden. Right. Now, let's look at the president's son and all the different ways that he should be investigated for alleged criminal activity, whether it's the Chinese connection and whether the president of the United States himself, Joe Biden, profited from business deals in China or Ukraine, or Hunter Biden basically shaking down our foreign enemies to line his pockets and line the pockets of his family members. What about that? Is there any kind of criminal investigation into the Biden family? Absolutely not. You look at the campaign finance violations from the FEC that were, you know, looked at by the Justice Department and other criminal entities and judicial entities. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, they were given fines. There was a due process. You know, it's almost like the equivalent of, you know, using a nuclear bomb to take out a mosquito. You know, where's the, you know, actually looking at something and saying, okay, what's the rational penalty for any kind of alleged conduct? With Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, it was just a fine. Okay, slap on the wrist. You engaged in behavior that rises to the level of being fined, and so let's do that. Well, that standard is not being set with Donald Trump because he's a Republican and because his name happens to be Donald J. Trump. And this is going to, I mean, soak up all of the vacuum of the race for president in 2024. You know, and if you want to go there and start talking about that, I mean, Donald Trump, a lot of people are saying this is going to be rocket fuel for his presidency. And right off the bat, you know, when Donald Trump said, hey, I'm getting arrested on Tuesday, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy, he was the first presidential candidate to come out and say, this is wrong. Regardless of whether or not you're attacking someone on the left or even prisoners in Guantanamo Bay or President Trump, this is wrong. Ron DeSantis didn't say a word, and neither did Nikki Haley until the Monday after. Former Vice President Pence right away condemned it and said this was political. So even the indictment itself and the announcement of the arrest is even having, you know, a ripple effect with all of the other candidates and how the right and Republicans view them and treat them. And this is going to be a huge issue in the race for 2024. But you know who's absolutely silent and quiet, Mike? President Biden. Not saying a word. Every time President Biden is asked about this, he says, no comment, no comment, no comment. Not saying a word about defending the Constitution, about what's doing right by the American people, doing right by the political justice system. President Biden is a coward. He's a coward. He's not saying a word because, you know what, maybe the heat's going to be turned up on Hunter Biden and on him and on the president's brother and the president's daughter-in-law and his entire family for taking, you know, money from business deals in China and Ukraine. Maybe that's why he's being quiet. But either way, I think the president of the United States, Joe Biden, is an absolute coward for not saying a word about what's happening to Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I think that was going to be my next point, too. This begs the question of what's next, right? I think you pretty much outlined Donald Trump there. He's going to get a massive influx, I'm sure, of campaign donations. He's going to get a massive influx of support. I've talked to a lot of people this past weekend after this came out that he was going to be indicted and arraigned. Many people that were kind of on the fence about him or not really loving him are now saying, yeah, I'm probably voting for Donald Trump now. Right? Because people are sick and tired of this. And I think people see how dangerous this is. Smart people. And I say that legitimately, smart people. I think there's a difference, right? There are going to be people like leftists that will vote for anything other than Donald Trump because they're mentally deranged, right? But then there's also the people that have a brain in their head that say, okay, this is getting a little scary now. Right. This is a little weird now. We're putting 34 felony counts against the former president because of some hush money payment that they investigated. But like, this is just a little much. Right. I think people are getting to that point. My thing for what's next, Stefan, is forget the election for a second. What's next in the political world with what we're seeing right now? Is this the first step of now the next domino to fall is Hunter Biden in 2024 or Joe Biden in 2024 or Joe's brother or Hillary again or Barack? Like, is this the first domino to fall? Well, now all of a sudden we're going to turn into just, you know, arresting everybody.
Well, I mean, it started with Donald Trump when he became president. I mean, right away, you know, it's right. Funny how, you know, radical socialists and progressives say, hey, let's follow the will of the people. You know, people voted. Let's follow the will of that. You know, let's not contest elections. But yet Hollywood actors in 2016 pleading and begging electors from the Electoral College to not follow the will of the American people and to vote for Hillary Clinton. They wouldn't even accept the results of 2016. What do? They blamed Russia. Donald Trump was a successful president. What do? They took him down with not one, but two impeachments. Post-presidency, they know that he's running for president again. So what do? They have a Soros.
And leading, back, by the way.
Right, a Soros-backed district attorney fulfilling a campaign political promise to take down Donald Trump, not even following the law. And they're trying to do that to him in this respect. You know, Mike, from a purely political perspective, let's talk strategy now. You know, you and I have talked all the time about running political campaigns, whether it's, you know, working with Lomas and electing friends and like-minded conservatives to the Iroquois School Board or county legislator seats or U.S. Senate races or working on campaigns for President of the United States, which I have done. The biggest mistake Democrats make is overplaying their hand, meaning they've got a massive winning hand at the poker table. They overplay it. Everyone knows they got a winning hand, and they wind up either, you know, losing or not maximizing their value. Democrats always overplay their hand. And that's exactly what Alvin Bragg and the Democrats are doing right now. They're overplaying their hand by charging Donald Trump with a crime. It's going to backfire badly. They think, oh, we got him. We're going to take him down right now. And the exact opposite is going to happen. They shouldn't have done any of this if their ultimate goal was to make sure that President Trump was not president again in 2024. But they're overplaying their hand. They're going too far. And you have even rational people. If you look at polling, rational people on Democratic side of the aisle and the Republican side of the aisle saying, this doesn't feel right. So it's going to backfire badly on Alvin Bragg. It's going to backfire badly on the Democratic Party. And all it's going to do is infuse a ton of donors to the Trump campaign, and it's going to pour massive amount of rocket fuel into his climb to the presidency.
Yeah, and again, I know we got to let you go here, Stefan, but I know this is just such a and the Hollywood show of it all too. I mean, every news station yesterday had the caravan from his Mar-a-Lago house to the airport. The airport, the plane taking off, the plane, you know, landing, the drive from the airport in New York to his Trump Tower. I mean, this is a circus, right? Anybody with a normal brain would look and say, what a joke America is right now. And I don't say that to be funny. I don't say that to be angry. I love our country. And to see the joke that we're making of ourselves right now and that Alvin Bragg is making of us right now, and that the liberal media is making of us right now. It's really sad, right? It's really sad. This is the country, the unifying party, Stefan, the unifier in chief, Joe Biden. He was going to bring America together. I know this isn't him, but like you said, saying nothing, this is not how you unify the country, right? You don't attack former presidents that you don't like and have them arrested, arraigned, and charged with 34 felonies to bring America together. If anything, this did. This brought America apart as much as it could, in my personal opinion.
But even think about someone who wants to run for office. You know, that's a really good point, Mike, that I didn't think of. I'm glad you brought that up. That is a really damn good point. Think about, we mentioned Iroquois School Board. Whether you're running for a school board seat or someone in the state legislature or city council or state assembly, state senate, things of that nature, very good people will never want to run for office now. Never. Yeah. Never. Because they know that if they follow the letter of the law, it won't matter. Because if a Democrat is in charge, they could be prosecuted and put in jail because they have a different ideology or different set of core beliefs than Democrats and folks on the other side of the aisle. You know, what if you have someone who's, you know, married, kids, family man or family woman that says, you know what, I'm thinking about running for office. And their spouse is going to say, are you out of your mind? Look at what they did to Donald Trump. They're not doing that to you. So the negative consequences, the negative ripple effect, Mike, goes far deeper and stronger than just Donald J. Trump. This is going to impact every single corner of American politics for decades to come. It's going to stop good people from running for office because they don't want to be the next person going to jail. Because if they can do it to Donald Trump, they'll do it at the local level. And trust me, Democrats have done this already. You know, former Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who, you know, resigned in disgrace, did the same thing by prosecuting his so-called political enemies on the Republican side of the aisle over bogus campaign finance violations, and these cases were tossed out. This has already happened in New York State. This has already happened in the United States of America. Again, going back to the old AG, Eric Schneiderman. Now it's on steroids with Alvin Bragg going after the president of the United States. And, you know, to close on that point you made, Mike, yeah, we do still live in the greatest country in the world. Is it perfect? No. I'll take this damaged, bruised, and battered democracy any day of the week over a communist regime or living in a third world country. But you know what? This by Alvin Bragg and this prosecution of Donald Trump, we're getting damn close to living in a country like that. Those countries that we despise, those countries that we call enemies. And I'm damn scared for the future of the United States of America.
All right, Stefan, I know you got to go. Thanks for joining us this morning. I am going to finish out here with a few minutes. I do want to talk about, when you get back, we do have to talk about Dylan Mulvaney and Bud Light, because that is quite the...
I'm not much of a drinker anyway. I drink Obolon Ukrainian beer, but believe me, that's the last time if someone hands it to me with a $1 million bill and says, hey, drink that, you get that? No thanks.
I always thought it was piss water, but now I'm just glad I never have to drink it again, so that's good.
You said it, not me, buddy.
Yeah, that's good. All right, Stefan, thanks for joining us. All righty, that's Stefan Mihailoo from our Financial Guys Media Network. He had to hop off early today, so I'm going to finish out. I do want to stress, too, I think at the end of the day, whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like Donald Trump, whether you think he's guilty of a crime or you don't, we have to step back and say what's best for America. And again, I'm not condoning committing crimes. If crimes are there, we need to address those crimes, like I said, and investigate. But this is just another farce of the Democrat Party, another farce of liberal New York, of course. And to bring this man on charges, to bring this man and to be arraigned and to be indicted and to make this sham, another sham like the January 6th committee was, a public event, is just sickening. And here we are again. And I don't know what to say other than I hope this doesn't continue, and I hope that the right doesn't do this and do revenge to the left, and we keep just arresting everybody and indicting everybody. It's a very, very slippery slope. And I said this on the morning show last week. This is not what America wants. This is not what America needs. And this is only, as I said to Stefan, creating another divisive, separated country that we have, right? If the last elections weren't bad enough, this is not a step to bring us back together. And that, to Stefan's point, why Joe Biden should have said something like, I cannot condone going after political opponents. If he just would have said that, it would have gone a long way. But the unifier in chief, the man that was going to bring America together, the man that was going to bring all of us together back, right? Unify, being transparent, right? But being transparent to the United States of America and to the people of the United States of America, and to bring unity back to the White House. That's what he said, and that's what he campaigned on. What do we get? We get nothing. He doesn't go to the border. He doesn't come out against political persecution. He doesn't know how to deal with foreign nations like China and Russia. Now, yesterday, it came out that the Chinese spy balloon did do damage. They got a lot of footage. They got a lot of intel on American military bases. So this is not bringing America back together. This is not a good start to the road to 2024. It may be a good start for Donald Trump, to be honest with you, because his voting base is going to grow. His campaign donations are going to grow. His bravado is going to grow. This is not a terrible thing for Donald Trump. It's a terrible thing for America. It's not a terrible thing for Donald Trump. I was on the fence a little bit about who to vote for and who was I going to go for if Ron DeSantis ran, because what we've seen Ron DeSantis do in Florida has been great, nothing short of amazing what he's done down there. However, since last summer when they raided Mar-a-Lago and everything that's happened since, and then them coming out about this potential indictment, and now last week indicting him, and now today arraigning him, I have never been more on the Donald Trump train than I am right now, for one reason and one reason alone. I want to see this man beat the elite and beat the establishment in Washington, because we need that. America needs that. We cannot let the Democratic Party and Soros-backed DAs and America last people ruin our country. It just can't happen. And that's where we are right now. That's where we are going to go. If we keep doing these things and have this America last agenda where we're weak, nobody fears us, still nobody likes us, right? Choosing love across the world, right? Like, if we just love everybody, it'll all fix itself. Well, it doesn't, because Vladimir Putin doesn't love us, and President Xi doesn't love us. So choosing love and being friendly with people is not going to work, right? If we keep doing these things, leaving our borders wide open, going after former political opponents, you know, what else can we add to the list? You know, not caring about inflation, not caring about, you know, our inner cities, not caring about crime, not caring about, you know, doing our job to see, hey, this person has a mental illness over here, and they just bought 7 guns because nobody talks to each other. If we don't focus on what makes this country great, which is strength, unity, right? If we don't focus on those things, America's never going to be the same. And you're seeing it now. What's happened in 2 years is amazing. We have gone from, you know, a robust economy, a great stock market, a country that was working on the border, truly, with a wall, a country that was feared across the globe, right? We've gone from that to a man-made virus, which was funded by our government and promoted by Dr. Fauci, to shutting down the country, shutting down schools, businesses, you name it, to coming back from that and then pulling out of Afghanistan in the worst possible way, leaving billions of dollars of weaponry there, losing 13 American soldiers, right? Then inflation started. Then the border was opened. This is all probably happening right around the same time. I don't know, 2020, you know, when the virus was huge, but yet people could come over the border and they didn't have to COVID test themselves. You know, inflation has not gotten better. Joe Biden can say what he wants on TV. I go pump gas in my car. I go buy groceries. We're not doing much better than we were a year ago. Okay. And for people that can't afford things, this is terrible. And I feel for those people. The level of drugs in this country has been worse than ever. Suicides, higher than ever. Fentanyl overdoses, higher than ever. Border crossings, higher than ever. Gotaways at the border, higher than ever. Then, a couple weeks ago, we have the Chinese spy balloon going across our country, right? A couple weeks ago, a Russian aircraft just runs circles around a drone of ours, right? These are all things that are just happening now since the election in 2020, right? And now we're at the final, okay, the former president's been indicted after 8 months after Mar-a-Lago raid. That turned into nothing, by the way. I don't know how long it takes to look at somebody's house to see if they have classified documents. Shouldn't take that long, 8 months worth. Should have known probably the next day. Now we're at indicting a former president and arraigning a former president and charging a former president with 34 felonies. Mind you, this is being charged by a DA who downgraded over 50% of felonies last year. Over 50% of felonies were downgraded last year to misdemeanors. And of those felonies, 49% were let out without bail. Same DA, charging the former president with 34 felonies. 7 years after, or 6 years after, they already looked into this and did nothing with it. The Federal Election Committee, the DAs, the grand juries, did nothing. Here we are in 2023, going into a 2024 election, and this is what America has resorted to. It's extremely scary. And if you're a liberal voter out there, if you're a conservative voter out there, if you're an independent voter out there, you should really sit home and think, is this what we need in America? Is this safe to do in America? Is this a good strategy for the future in America? And really think about the possible repercussions of something like this. Again, I'll say it. In two short years, right, January of 2021 to now, 2.5 years almost, all these things we've seen happen in this country, it's not a recipe for success. We're falling apart in our country. We're getting lapped by other countries. And now what's important to us? Putting Donald Trump in jail. That's important to us. Making sure Donald Trump can't run for president again. That's what's important to us. Again, I'll say it. The border's wide open. Record number of fentanyl deaths. Suicides and mental health issues are as high as they've ever been. We're getting laughed by other countries, China and Russia specifically, right? Now they're saying they're going to start cutting oil. Great. Good for us. We won't dig our own oil and drill for our own oil. We just can't do that. Right. We have the climate agenda. That's the most important thing other than putting Donald Trump away. This is what America's focused on. Climate change, putting Donald Trump away. Not the fact that everyday people can't pay for groceries. Not the fact that gasoline is still over $3.50 a gallon. Not the fact that, you know, we have mental health crisis. We have drug crises in our country. Go look at cities like Philly and Baltimore and New York City. There are people lying around on heroin and hardcore drugs everywhere. High, stoned out of their mind, passed out. No, but we're worried about climate change and Donald Trump, putting him behind bars. That's what we're concerned about. We need to wake up. We need to get back to what makes America great again, which is America being strong, which is Americans coming first, which is border control, right? These are the things that we need to do to fix America. And I don't know that we have the right leadership to get there. Actually, I know we don't have the right leadership to get there. I said this morning, and I'm going to leave with this. This country was founded. We were the home of the brave and the land of the free. We are now the home of the weak and the land of the elites, and that needs to change. We need to be stronger. We need everyday Americans to be what's important, not the elite, right? Everyday Americans, small business owners, restaurant owners, right? Teachers, police officers, firefighters, attorneys, doctors, you name it. This is who built America, and this is what's important to America, not the elites, not George Soros. We need to go back to land of the free and home of the brave and home of the strong and tough. We've lost all of that. We're now more worried about having certain people on Bud Light beer cans because they've now transitioned into a different person after 365 days. That's what we're worried about. Right? Not the important stuff. I hope America wakes up. I hope this run into 2024, people understand we need to vote better and we need to vote for people that actually give a crap about us and that care about our country and that don't want us to get lapped by the rest of the world and lapped every day by the rest of the world. Folks, if you guess throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS. if you want to see this podcast, Wednesday's podcast, Thursday's podcast, and our morning show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., financialguysmedia.com is the place to do it. Text us throughout the week, too, 716-817-0716. Follow us on social media, Twitter at FinGuys, Instagram at Financial Guys, Facebook at The Financial Guys. This is the place where money meets politics. Mike and Glenn will be back tomorrow with another podcast. Mike Hayflick and I will be back on Thursday. And then Mike and Glenn will be live again Saturday for the radio show. I'm sure it will be supercharged this week with what's going on. Again, the radio show as well can be found on WBEN 930 AM and WHAM 1180 AM on Saturdays from 1 PM to 3 PM.